the top players and legends to the very best analysts around the world from wherever the beautiful game is played. This is BTP. Now, we're talking football.
Yes, hello folks, welcome to Beyond the Pitch. I'm Phil, as always, here flying solo today, and delighted to be joined here with the show regular and gentleman Mark Ogden, the fantastic Mark Ogden, of course, over at ESPN now. Always dominating the conversation when it comes to United and City, one of the most reliable voices when it comes to both football clubs. Looking forward to seeing him in the summer at both the tours. So, Oggy, how's things, mate?
I'm good, Phil, how are you?
Not too bad, mate. Thanks for taking the time to do this. Inevitably, with no World Cup, no European Championship, silly season's going to dominate the back pages. It's unlike anything I've ever remembered in my lifetime. I suppose social media dictates this, but we'll talk to you a little bit about transfer today. Pep Guardiola, quick out of the blocks with what he's doing with City, moving fast with Bernardo Silva, and looks like he's going to send a Benfica goalkeeper as well. Are you surprised by how quickly he's moved, Mark?
A little bit. The season hasn't even kind of ended, really. It was for the cup final that he signed Bernardo Silva, so they have moved quickly. They've done it in the past. They go in kind of spurts. They move quickly and then have a bit of a quiet time, and then they go again in August. But I think the whole point of City is that they've let a few people go. They've let, you know, they've basically let half a defence go. You know, Clichy's going, Sanya's going, Zabaleta's gone. So when people are going out the door, you have to kind of reassure people that people are coming in. So they've done that. They've kind of replaced three defenders in the winger so far and an attacking midfielder, but that's the way Pep wants to go a little bit sometimes. But I've heard one or two fans of other clubs, United fans, Arsenal fans, Liverpool fans, kind of worrying that City have taken the lead, but it's so early. I think, you know, let's not get carried away. People need to have a break, managers go away, players go away, have a rest and then come back. And I think July is when it will really kick off. But yeah, City have made the mark early doors.
My guess is those deals were probably done a while ago. Whenever you look at Pep Guardiola and what he was brought in to do, started off, of course, so well. And then really after the Celtic game, it started to fall apart for him, where his team started to find out how to score goals against him. And he never quite really got City recovered from that. How would you assess his first season?
I mean, I think but for Pep Guardiola, City would have won the league. And the reason I say that is because he made a catastrophic mistake with the goalkeeper. It was within his rights to get rid of Joe Hart, because Joe Hart had an unconvincing Euros, but he replaced him with City fans call him a hologram, which, you know, Claudio Bravo has proven to be. So he replaced him with a substandard goalkeeper, and that cost him a lot of points. You know, and you know, the Vincent Kompany situation, it didn't quite resolve the fact that he wasn't going to play for long parts of the season because of injuries, so he didn't replace him sufficiently at the start of the season. Then he left Yaya Toure at the side for a long time, then he missed him with Aguero. You know, he made big calls and he got most of them wrong. So had he been a bit more pragmatic, I think he may have actually taken a lot closer to win the league, because I don't think it was a great Chelsea team. I just think that Chelsea capitalised on the strong hand this year with not being in Europe and what have you. So I think Pep, you know, came into the country, there's a bit of an arrogance about him, and I think that arrogance is still there. And I don't think he was quick enough to learn the lessons of the Premier League. And I think people like Pochettino were quite quick to say, you know, you need to check your ego in the Premier League, because it's a different league. And Pep's found that, but I do expect him and City to bounce back next season. I do think that he's too good a coach to slide away. But, you know, it doesn't mean they win the league next season. He's going to have a lot of competition. I think that's the one thing he's never really had. You know, obviously in Spain he had it with Real Madrid, mm-hmm. you know, against Barcelona, but it was just a two-way fight. In Germany, wasn't even in that. So, and obviously in Spain he had this little guy called Lionel Messi, which would make a big difference no matter who you are. So I do think Pep will bounce back, but yeah, I think he made a lot of mistakes last season, and at the end of the day, they cost his team.
Certain clubs are held to different standards and how they're supposed to win. There's supposed to be certain ingredients, exceptional football mixed with top signings and youth, because that's their identity. I don't know what City's identity is, if it's that or if it's not. Was Pep Guardiola brought in also to integrate some of the youth players that are coming through this incredibly expansively assembled academy?
Well, I think that was what it was kind of sold as, but I don't think that was ever part of the deal. I think the deal at City is just win and win as much as you can. As often, I don't think, you know, they say all the right things and, you know, talk about the this wonderful CFA, and it is a fantastic facility. But you know, you look across the road at United, how many kids have come to United in recent years, and it's been an avalanche. Not many of them have been fantastic, but you know, one or two have come through. Like Rashford has been sensational. At City, they just don't get a look in, and you know, they are you know, creating kids who are going to have decent careers elsewhere. You look at, you know, the Huddersfield team at the weekend, they had a couple of ex-Man City players, or certainly one, Aaron Moy, who, you know, was a key player for them. And the captain as well, Huddersfield, had come through the ranks of City and been discarded. So they generate good players, but I just don't think they're at the level for Man City. And if they are, they're not bold enough to put them in the team. And because they want to get somewhere very fast, and I don't think they have that tradition of bringing kids through. So they'll say the right things, but the reality is, they'll buy and spend to get the best players.
What else does Pep Guardiola have to do to get a team to play the way we saw at Barcelona and Bayern Munich? Does he have to bring in two or three more signings? How many more do you think he needs?
Well, I don't think it's as simple as the personnel. I think to play like the way that they played at Bayern Munich, you have to basically say to the Premier League, give me 10 really substandard teams that I can blow away every week.
Yeah.
And that isn't going to happen, because that happened in Spain and Germany. It was easy for Bayern and Barca to hold the way they played, because they were just brushing teams aside, and that isn't going to happen in the Premier League. You know, even Sunderland, who went down without a whimper on the first day of the season, they ran pretty close at the Etihad. So they don't get easy rides in the Premier League, and I think Pep has probably learned that now, and I think his players will, you know, they've got great players, and such pace up front, and they're going to be a really exciting team. But I do think that they did leave themselves open at the back, and they did, you know, give away too many chances. And Chelsea were the perfect example of how they hit them on the break at the Etihad. So I think Pep has to kind of realise that his way of playing does need to be altered to succeed in the Premier League, and he keeps telling us that he isn't going to change. Well, I think he will change. I think he'll change in subtle ways, but maybe he needs to change a bit more than that. You know, as I say, attacking wise, City can be sensational, but they're still not convincing at the back. And you know, even if they get the left back and the right back and the new centre half that they want this year, you see any team that buys 3 or 4 new defenders, they always struggle to gel and they always struggle to work straight away. So it won't be an easy thing for City to do. A new goalkeeper and, you know, three quarters of a new back four, that'll take some time to bed in.
Kyle Walker looks like he's going to end up at Man City, from what we've been told. would you feel confident naming anybody else that you expect would end up there?
Well, just on Kyle Walker, I mean, that's ironic in itself, that Kyle Walker's been forced out of Tottenham by Kieran Trippier, who City let go about 4 or 5 years ago to Burnley. So, you know, Tottenham think that Kyle Walker's surplus to requirements because the kid that they've got there, right back, Kieran Trippier, is doing better. Well, if City had persevered with Kieran Trippier, they might have had a right back that would have cost them nothing, and it would have kind of ticked the box of homegrown player. Beyond that, they are very keen on Mendy at Monaco. But we'll see. There's a lot of other clubs in for Mendy. So, you know, Daniels is another player that City are looking at. But I don't see Spurs selling Danny Rose and Kyle Walker to Man City. So we'll have to wait and see.
Let's move over to the red side of Manchester. Ended up a successful season. Mourinho took it to the very last game. United back in the Champions League. Let's talk about their transfer window, because supposedly there's 4 on a priority list. Mourinho would like more than that, but 4 the priority. What do you expect United to do this summer?
Well, I expect United to spend a lot of money, and I expect them to get the deals done. Simply, I think that, you know, Mourinho has identified his targets quite a long time ago. United have been busy. They've been talking to a lot of people, probably 15 to 20 players, you know, and their representatives, because for a variety of reasons. First of all, they didn't know which competition they're going to be in terms of the Champions League, Europa League. And they've also got to accept that some of their prime targets might go elsewhere. They have to have a pecking order of a second choice target. So, you know, Antoine Griezmann is the obvious one. I think he wants to leave Atletico Madrid. United want him. They can afford him. Atletico Madrid can't stop him if he wants to go. So, you know, that one to me looks like a deal that'll get done. I don't see anybody else kind of, you know, nipping at United's heels to get Griezmann. I think United, if they want to do it, they can do it. Beyond that, you know, Lukaku, I think, is a player they like, but I think he'll go to Chelsea. So will he go for Andrea Belotti at Torino? He's a player they've watched. Is Belotti ready? Who knows? You know, he's got a lot of goals in Serie A with Torino, but, you know, Torino aren't one of the biggest clubs. So is he a Premier League quality player? We don't know. Eric Dier is a player that they like. You know, Bakayoko at Monaco is a player that they like. They like players at big clubs. And getting players at big clubs is never easy. But United's got the money. They've got the draw of being Man United. So I think that they'll get jobs. I think they get players in. I think by the time they go on the American tour and play LA Galaxy in mid-July, they'll have at least three of the players in. But as ever with United, it does take time. You know, it does always seem to be a saga.
Do you see the Griezmann thing being a saga, or do you think that'll get done quickly?
It shouldn't be a saga because on the face of it, it's quite simple one to do. You're 400 million euro to Atletico Madrid, and they have to tell him that there's been a bid for Man United, and they have to let him go if he wants to go. So, you know, it's not like bidding for a player that a club doesn't want to sell. They don't want to sell him, but they have to if they get a bid that matches the escape clause. So that should be an easy one to do. But as I say, with Man United, there are always kind of other factors involved. And I'm told that Atletico want more than half the money up front in cash, which is not the way that deals are done these days. It's, you know, they tend to be done over the course of the contract on a year-by-year basis. Installments are paid. But, you know, United have got the money, but they don't want to kind of change the way they operate, because if they do it for Atletico, then XYZ club might ask the same. And all of a sudden, rather than doing £100 million in cash in the summer, you have to do £200 million. And, you know, even Man United struggle to cope with that sort of money, just to structure the deal in the way that other clubs want to do it. So I'd imagine that it'll be a busy summer, but like I said, there'll be a bit of drama all the way.
In terms of outgoing, who do you think leaves Manchester United?
Well, I'm still kind of not sure what's going to happen with De Gea. I think De Gea could go either way. I think United are quite confident he won't go, but, you know, he's been there for 6 years now. His girlfriend's Spanish. He lives in Madrid. His family's from Madrid. At some point, he's going to go, and I think United might talk a good game, but if he goes to them and says, look, I want to go back and, you know, I've given you 6 years, I think they'd find it hard to say no. So De Gea, I think it's watch this space with David De Gea. Defensively, I think Chris Smalling will go if he can find a buyer. That matters to the valuation. He's already let people go in midfield like Schweinsteiger and Schneidlin. I think Martial may go. I'm not sure that Mourinho thinks he's cut out for the way he wants to play at United. And I've got to say, the way he finished the season, I'm not sure even himself. I think he's too inconsistent. He's too unreliable in the big games. He's a great talent, but I'm not quite sure he's the sort of guy that will take on the discipline that Mourinho wants. I think Rooney goes, obviously. Mm-hmm. Zlatan, I think he will go as well. I think you know what's the point of keeping a guy that can't play for another 6 months. Beyond that, you know, people like Yann Azar, you don't think you'll see him back at United. I don't think anyone would be particularly bothered either if he goes, because he's a player that looked to have a talent and he's just disappeared since. He's had the David Moyes treatment.
Yeah, it's a bit of an attitude problem there as well. So
absolutely.
Just finally, Mark, on Mourinho, what do you expect with his team next season? You expect that he must improve United in terms of what you see in the league?
Yeah, I think it'll be a fitter, stronger, younger team which fits, well, it ticks all the Mourinho boxes. You know, he likes his teams to be big, strong and powerful, score a lot of goals. And I think that'll happen next year. He'll bring in, you know, he's always had a centre-forward that's been a big powerhouse, you know, from Denny McCarthy to Drogba to Milito to Diego Costa. He wants one of those, and I think Lukaku and Belotti tick that box, but, you know, he's going to get one of them. And I just think there'll be a stronger, fitter team, a more formidable team, and then they won't be going to the Emirates and to the Etihad defending the six at the back next season. He'll have better players to enable him to play a better way of playing. He'll still be a guy that goes after the result, but he'll have a stronger team, more capable of doing it. And I think that's, I just think it's the players, the personnel. He's not had it this season. He's done great to get two trophies, great to get into the Champions League, but I think next year he'll have to deliver, because he'll have a lot more of his own players.
Was Matic leave Chelsea and go to United?
Well, you know, Willian's a player that they like, that Mourinho likes, and I think Willian is a player that could happen, because he didn't play a lot at Chelsea last season and he knows Mourinho. So if Willian does happen, I think it's going to be hard to get Matic as well. As I just think, you know, you're pushing your luck getting one player out of a big club. I think to get a second one it'd be a miracle. But I think we will see a different attitude in the transfer market this season. I think big clubs now realise that they have to sell to other big clubs, because if they want to get rid of players, the mid-ranking clubs of the past can't afford them. So the only way they can dispose of players is to sell them to rivals or to clubs of a similar stature. So, for instance, if Arsenal sell Alexis Sanchez, which I think they might, they have options of, does he go to Man City or Chelsea or Bayern Munich? Well, you know, you'd tell them about Bayern Munich every time, because they're not a competitor on your doorstep. They've got money, they can pay his wages, and, you know, certainly for 1 year at least, they're not a competitor in the Champions League because Arsenal aren't in it. So they're going to have to sell to a rival at some point, and United are going to have to buy from a rival. That's just the way the game's changed.
We'll see what happens. Uri, as always, mate, lovely to talk to you. Thanks for the fantastic insight. Great work over there at ESPN. Look forward to seeing you this summer. All the best, mate. Cheers.
Cheers, Phil.
Cheers, Uri. Thanks, mate.